From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So the all-important non-farm payrolls missed, didn't miss by much, and they're still growing. But how did the market handle all of that?
Yeah, a lot of volatility at the end of last week, Mike, actually. Remember, when we spoke on Friday morning, US share markets were selling off after the arrest of the Huawei CFO, and that really generated some concerns over the developments in the US-China trade discussion, which will continue into this week because now we're getting potential repercussions. I think the US ambassador's been called in by the Chinese authorities and there's threats against Canada. So that will continue this week. But that Thursday, we saw the market sell off 800 points, but it bounced right back. Then we legged into the US Friday session. You get that US non-farm payroll numbers. So that's the monthly US employment numbers. US economy added 155,000 jobs last month. Consensus expectations were for, I'll call it 200,000, just under 200,000. So jobs growth not as strong as expected. Now, there's some speculation, Mike, that worker shortages might actually be playing a role here. I mean, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book was released last week. That's a survey of 12 sort of different districts around the US. And they said that employment growth leaned to the slower side of a modest to moderate pace because of labour shortages. So there's actually not the people. And that's because you've got an unemployment rate of 3.9%, which is almost a 50-year low. So that jobs number, lowest number we've seen in about 8 months, look, it's maybe a sign of moderating growth, but I think the key point here is it's moderating. It's still going okay. Yeah. Average hourly earnings, so we're looking at wage numbers, they rose 0.2% in November. If we look at the 12 months, wages going up there by just over 3.1%. So still quite a modest reaction on wages, even though you're seeing that very low unemployment rate. So a little bit hard to read this one, Mike. It's slightly negative in terms of potential lower growth, but that also potentially feeds into what the Fed's going to do, the Federal Reserve. And I can't stress how important the Fed meeting is later this month, because I don't think the markets would react very well to a hawkish federal statement. They're actually starting to expect some relief. And just one more thing about the US markets, Mike. Last week we spoke about the yield curve inverting, you know, the longer rates going lower than the shorter rates. I did a little bit of work on that and I looked at, sure, that might be signaling a potential US recession at some point in the future. But if you look at what it actually means in share markets, remember the share market is different from the economy. I looked at the last five occasions that the yield curve has gone negative, and more often than not, 3 months later, the share market was higher. So it's not necessarily a timing signal on the share market.
So all you're doing is confusing us now, Andrew. You're coming on talking about a recession
myself,
and then it's up.
Exactly.
Now, just real quick, local data Friday, what happened with the wholesale trade?
Wholesale trade, looking good. Kiwi fruit exports, that was a key standout there. It rose for the 11th quarter. Seasonally adjusted sales increased 2.5%. June quarter up 2.6%. That's an important component of GDP calculation. No red flags there. There was, Mike, some tourism data released on Friday. So this is prior to all of the unfortunate events over the weekend. So I'm looking at this just in terms of the importance of tourism to New Zealand. This was the tourism satellite account. Now, the numbers are a little bit dated. They're produced by the tourism industry, Aotearoa. They do underscore the importance of tourism to the economy. There was a $39.1 billion spend from tourism in that 12-month period. So it's enormous. The expenditure's up 7.7%. So we've got about international tourist spending 16 billion-ish, domestic tourism spending 23 billion. So we're actually, the domestic component's a very important component of tourism, but international tourism increasing at the spend, increasing at almost 10% per year. So not only are more people coming, they're spending more.
I like it. What are the numbers?
The numbers on Friday, in the end, the Dow Jones closed 24,388, so down 558 points, 2%. A similar size fall in the S&P 500, closing at 2633. The NASDAQ fell just over 3%, 6969. FTSE 100 up 74, 6778. The Nikkei, 21678. They were up. Shanghai Composite, relatively unchanged, 2605. The ASX 200 up 24, 5681. And we gained 0.1% on Friday. The NZX 50 closing at 8767. On the currency, starting this week against the US dollar, 0.6853, 0.9525 against the Aussie, 0.6018 euro, 0.5387 pounds, 77.4 yen, Gold trading at $1,249.31, and Brent crude a bit higher, $61.67.
Great start to the week. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.